Dreamscape presents So Close by Emma McLaughlin and Nicola Kraus. Narrated by Emily Durante. Part 1. Chapter 1. The day I finally put Tallyville, Florida in my rearview, my skin prickled from the anticipation of how different life was going to be. As Diego's car sped down the interstate in a hot tunnel of sunshine, I let my apron from Kath's Catfish Heaven fly out the window and thought, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. But South Beach, where cooling off was impossible and hydration fleeting, quickly conspired to make my 21st summer indistinguishable from those that came before. Counter to every hope, my days in Miami were mounting in a string of stifled yawns. Showing tourists to their tables for hours on end left me restless, and the overpopulated motel room where I was living offered little chance of sleep. Or so I told myself, night after night, as I followed co-workers to the Strip, where we made dinners of umbrella-speared garnishes from drinks so strong, the edges of the club gradually softened. Tucked inside the velvet banquette of wherever we landed, the air conditioning evaporating the sweat from between my shoulder blades, I'd tip the waitress as much as I could afford. With blunted senses, I could tolerate the thought I swatted away all day. I had made a mistake. After all my efforts, I was in the wrong place. This city, this job, this life offered no more promise than Tallyville. I had no idea that I was about to be proved wrong, that the people who would radically alter my life were on their way to me right where I was. They would both arrive, in fact, on the very same day. By August, I thought I was a seasoned hangover veteran, but the pain radiating behind my eyelids that Saturday morning shocked me. I was immediately aware from the thread count of the sheets that I was somewhere I shouldn't have been. I just prayed to God that I wasn't already late for my hostess shift. Whipping upright on the king-sized bed, I braced my head with my fingers, my eyes focusing on the fading blue Sharpie blob next to my belly button, the vestiges of the tiger my ex Diego had been trying to convince me I should get tattooed. The marker he'd used had outlasted his devotion. I angrily scrubbed at it every morning in the motel shower.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?